Now to a developing story in Washington tonight. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Donald Trump's impeachment trial will now officially start the week of February 8th. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is set to deliver the single article of impeachment to the Senate on Monday. Earlier this month, the House voted 232 to 197 to impeach then-President Trump on a single charge of incitement of insurrection. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell had pushed to postpone the trial in an effort to give the president's legal team more time to prepare. Now the Senate will have to juggle impeachment as well as the Biden administration's agenda for its first 100 days in office. News Nation's national political correspondent Dean Reynolds live in the newsroom tonight with more on this story. Dean.
Rob, even though he is out of office, Donald Trump's unprecedented second impeachment trial had the potential to interfere with the new president's wish to get his team in place and test the Senate's ability to concentrate on more than one thing at a time. But late today came a workable solution.
I ask unanimous consent.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said tonight the trial of the former president will be held, but not until the week of February 8th. He said the article of impeachment will still be delivered to the Senate on Monday, but there will then be a pause while both sides work on their arguments, giving the president's team some valuable time that Republicans had requested.
During that period, the Senate will continue to do other business for the American people, such as cabinet nominations and the COVID relief bill, which would provide relief for millions of Americans who are suffering during this pandemic.
Then, he said, comes the trial.
Presentation by the parties will commence the week of February the 8th. The January 6th insurrection at the Capitol, incited by Donald J. Trump, was a day none of us will ever forget. We all want to put this awful chapter in our nation's history behind us. But healing and unity will only come if there is truth and accountability. And that is what this trial will provide.
Some Republicans believe the very idea of a trial is unconstitutional and unfair. No president has ever been impeached twice, and no former president has ever been tried. Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell, who has stated publicly that Mr. Trump provoked the crowd that ransacked the Capitol, was not opposed to a trial but didn't want to rush into it.
Senate Republicans strongly believe we need a full and fair process where the former president can mount a defense and the Senate can properly consider the factual, legal, and constitutional questions.
And earlier today, the president seemed to favor getting his cabinet confirmed over putting his predecessor on trial.
I haven't heard the detail of it, but I do think that having some time to get our administration up and running, I want to thank the Senate for passing out our Secretary of Defense. Looks like our Secretary of Treasury, looks like our Secretary of State's in place. So the more time we have to get up and running to meet these crises, the better.
Good to see you guys.
On that point, Lloyd Austin went to work as the new Secretary of Defense today. He is one of two cabinet appointees approved so far. The first was Avril Haines as Director of National Intelligence, the first woman in that post. But a long list of secretary designates awaits Senate confirmation, including Secretary of State and Attorney General. Austin is a retired four-star Army general and the first African-American to lead the Pentagon.
The nomination is confirmed.
The Senate voted 93-2 to confirm him, with only Republicans Mike Lee and Josh Hawley opposed. Congress waived a requirement that 7 years elapse before a military man could take the top job at defense. Austin retired in 2016. But a similar waiver went to General James Mattis when he became Donald Trump's Pentagon chief. Earlier this week, Austin assured senators he knows the difference between wearing a suit and wearing a uniform.
The safety and security of our democracy demands competent civilian control of our armed forces, the subordination of military power to the civil. I spent my entire life committed to that principle.
Now, next in line to take a seat in the Biden cabinet appears to be Janet Yellen as the new Secretary of the Treasury. Her Senate confirmation vote has been scheduled for Monday night.